السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام, respected brothers, also our sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over receivers, it is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, His ihsan, His blessing, His favor upon us, that of the millions of people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed us with iman, blessed us with Islam, great bounties and great ni'mats of which we do not even make enough shukr. I explained on some occasion that if we look at the du'as of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that in those du'as, the shukr of every ni'mat that you can think of. And there's also shukr of iman and Islam in abundance. Yet it is through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's efforts and his being rahmatul lil alameen, mercy unto the worlds, that we were blessed with Iman and Islam. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had not come to this world to guide mankind, then the whole of mankind would still be virtual animals. So these are ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we have so many other ni'mats. So this getting together for the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for zikrullah, for dua, for istighfar, for tawbah, this is also a ni'mat and a blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At this very moment in time, we know that the cinemas are full, the discos are full, the rave clubs are full. So many different places, different kinds of shows are taking place. If we have to compare the works of deen to that which is happening around the world in places of evil, then it is like a drop from the ocean, the deeni activities. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat and power that even simple little efforts that a person makes, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes the benefit of that to go far and wide. And many, many people after that change their lives. But in reality, it is nothing in comparison with the effort that batil is making. The forces of batil, the forces of falsehood, the effort that they are making, and they are penetrating our homes in a manner that we do not even realize. Once again, as Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh is that beautiful couplet. Tumhare ghar mein choro ne lagai hai naqab jaago. تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو. تمہارا یہ لیے جاتے ہیں مال و اسباب سب جاگو. بہت سوئے بس اب جاگو بس اب جاگو. تمہارے گھر میں چوروں نے لگائی ہے نقب جاگو. The thieves, the burglars, they have entered your home. And just by way of explanation, they haven't entered your home. by using some kind of spare key or duplicate key, quietly, silently. They haven't entered your home by just removing all those burglar alarms and everything else that could make a noise and disturb the burglars. They have entered by making a big, big din and a big, big noise. It is as if they use drills on the walls of your home to enter into your home. Now, if a person has to use a big drill in a stone wall, what a kind of din it will make. Unless the person is a real log, L-O-G, anyone else will get up from the sleep. So now he says, these people have entered your home making a big noise. That means they are announcing that we are entering your homes. They haven't come in silently. And they are stealing all your goods, your furniture, your hi-fi, your TV, your beds, your jewelry, your cash, everything they're stealing from the home, and this person is still fast asleep. Then we will say that this person, the best place for him is the Qabristan. Because there he can sleep till Qiyamah day. After having heard so much of noise, so much of commotion, if the person still doesn't get up, then which other place is good for him besides the Qabristan? He says, that is our condition. The forces of Batil, the enemies of Islam, no matter how much we make protest marches and so much of conferences and so much of discussion takes place, when they have entered our homes through our television, through our Hollywood and Bollywood pictures and movies, through the magazines that are coming, through the newspapers. Now again, I'm not saying that it is haram to read some articles in the newspapers. What I'm saying is that the type of culture that they are promoting. So they have entered our homes and they have stolen our culture. The salat in the homes is gone. Father makes salat, mother is sleeping. Mother makes salat, father is fast asleep. If father and mother are making salat, adult children are fast asleep. How many homes are there in which there are 5-time namazis and where the male children, adults, they all go to the masjid for salat with jamaat? In the summer months, go around and check the masajid. In winter months, they say it's too cold to get up, and in summer months, they say too early to get up. It's too early to rise in summer and too cold to rise in winter. So they have entered your homes and they are stealing your culture. They are stealing our culture. They have taken it away. Our style of lives have changed. Our talking has changed. Our fashion has changed. Our hairstyles have changed. Everything they have changed. Bahut soye, bahut soye, vasab jago, far too long we have slept. Far too long we have been in deep slumber and sleep. Bas ab jago. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that whilst many, many people are in these different places where Allah ta'ala's wrath and anger descends, Allah ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to gather to take His Mubarak name. Once again I repeat, and I will go on repeating, that this is not the end of all actions. It is just one of the components that zikrullah creates within the heart, the love of Allah. Recitation of Durood Sharif creates in the heart the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when through zikrullah our hearts will become purified, or it will become receptive, we are plowing the land of our heart by means of zikrullah. But at present our hearts are not accepting the seeds of ahadith which we listen to, of all the tafsir that we listen to, of all the incidents in the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of our pious and righteous elders. All those things that we listen, all the waaz and nasihats which go on for hours and hours and hours. But at the end of the day, our hearts are empty. No seed has germinated in our heart. The reason is that we haven't plowed that heart. There's too much of weeds in that heart. Too much of weeds. So therefore it is not allowing the crop to germinate. So by means of zikrullah, this is what we do, that we plow the land of our heart. So that when we listen to waaz, and we listen to nasihat, and we listen to advices, and we listen to the Quran, and we listen to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so that the seeds of iman, they germinate in our hearts, and then they grow into huge trees, and they bear fruits. The fruits of akhlaq, after that everybody benefits from. Just like that tree, one seed is planted, but after some years, if that seed is nurtured, if that stem grows, and after a little while then the branches, and then when the fruits come, then those fruits sometimes people locally eat, nationally eat, and even if you have to go to England, America and other parts of the world, you will find the apples from South Africa, and the grapes from South Africa, and many, many other fruit from South Africa. So look where the benefits of that tree went. But it all started from that one seed. So this is what will happen when that seed of iman will germinate in our hearts. So the land of the heart has to be plowed. And that is what we do through the zikrullah. Then we will see the akhlaq in the person's life. Then we will see the ibadat in the person's life. Then we will see his dealings and his muasharat coming right. Otherwise it's going to be a world of anarchy, chaos and disorder. Whatever anarchy, chaos and disorder we see in the outside world is a manifestation and a reflection of that anarchy which is in our hearts. That rebellion which is in our hearts against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are seeing the effects of that in the husband-wife fights, in the children-parent quarrels, and in the family members' arguments, and in all the other disasters that we are seeing. It is a reflection of same our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless me also with a purified heart, and bless you, and bless the ummah, so that we may have a society in which everybody can live in peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. People have come from some distant places, so therefore I do not wish to go into any more detail. This is a majlis of zikr. So a little bit of Naat Sharif, some zikrullah will make dua, so that those who have come from distant places can reach home a little earlier. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gul shanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Wahan ke gul shanon mein bhi koi apna chaman hota. Which means, just the gist of it, I have read this and explained on many occasions. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota. It is the heart's desire that the gardens of Madina Sharif should be now my watan, my place of residence, my place of permanent stay. And in those gardens of Madina Sharif, tamanna hai, there is a desire that there should be a garden of mine too. How the birds make the nests in somebody's garden, then in the same way there is a very, very deep-hearted desire that we wish that our nest also could be made on some tree in some garden of Madina Sharif. Whatever we have is from Madina Sharif. Islam spread throughout the world from Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's resting place has been chosen Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's place of hijra, Madina Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the place on which his body was laid to rest, greater than the arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, more in virtue than even the Kaaba Sharif. No piece of the ground anywhere in the world is more virtuous than that place on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to rest. But of course, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't picture him as someone that was passed away, buried in the grave and gone. We believe in the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind that hayat is, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But things are happening. Unlimited number of incidents of people visiting the Rauza Mubarak and what incidents take place. So, tamanna hai ke gulzar-e-madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshano mein apna bhi koi chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzar-e-madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. It is ibadat and sawab even to listen to a Naat Sharif. To recite a Naat Sharif is also sawab. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit on the minbar and say, recite Naat Sharif. The kuffar of, they used in their poetry, or the mushrikeen, they in their poetry, they used to criticize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit and other poets, in their poetry, they used to eulogize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, praise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, explain the shan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam.
Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-quds mein hoti. Basar ab zindagi apni diyar-e-quds mein hoti. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
Oh Allah, how I wish that the rest of my life be spent in Madina Sharif. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Live there, die there. Ghusl kafan there, and burial there.
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
سے آمین. Each and every one of us must desire that. Then whether we get it or don't get it, but at least we also be like that old woman that went to purchase Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She had a few miserable coins with her and she was also in the queue. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was being sold as a slave. Only some king could have paid his price. So somebody asked her that, what are you queuing up here for? Where can you pay the price of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? She said, even if I cannot pay the price, at least my name will come in the list of those people who bid it for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So whether we are buried there or not buried there, but at least our name will come in the list of those people who are desirous of living in Madina Sharif, of dying in Madina Sharif, of being buried in Madina Sharif.
basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota moyassar balo par hote to udkar main pahunch jata moyassar balo par hote to main udkar pahunch jata zahe qismat ke apna aashiya unka chaman hota.
If only I had wings, then I would have flown over to Medina Sharif. If only my nest was in the garden of Medina Sharif, then I would have flown into my nest. No need for passport, no need for visas, no need for any kind of baggage and luggage. A bird flies over the mountains, over the hills, over the oceans, and lands in Medina Sharif.
Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota namazon mein unhi ke dar pe main karta jab sai tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota.
If my place of residence was Medina Sharif, we would not have even waited for the azan. We would have headed for Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. People would have been placing their foreheads in different masajid of the world. And the person who is a resident of Medina Sharif, he gets the opportunity whenever he wants to place his forehead in that masjid of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where a person gets 50,000 times the reward of a salat that is performed anywhere else. And then the noor of that masjid, the noor of the mihrab, the noor of Riyazul Jannah, the noor of the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the noor of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. The person is there in the midst of all those anwar. Then he will be listening to the tilawat of the Quran Sharif like bees that are humming. A beautiful sound. You find everybody that is engaged in some zikr, some durud sharif, some salam, making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And then comes the time for the Imam, and he recites the Quran Sharif in his salah. So tamanna hai ke gulzare Medina ab watan hota.
मुयस्सर बालों पर होते तो उड़कर मैं पहुंच जाता, जहे किस्मत के अपना आशियां उनका चमन होता। मुकद्दर से रसाई उन के दर तक काश हो जाती, मकाए जा निसारे रोज़े शाहे ज़मन होता। सभी कुछ है मगर जब वो नहीं कुछ भी नहीं हासिल, जहां वो है वही आकाश में जलवा फगन होता। If a person has got everything in his life, he's got plenty of money, good home, mansions, gold, silver, but if he hasn't got Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, muhabbat in his life, it's not necessary you have to be there. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's muhabbat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. If he hasn't got that ishq of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his heart, if he says, I've got everything, and he doesn't have these things, then he hasn't got anything. So he says, if you have everybody with you, but you don't have Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. तमन्ना है कि गुलजारे मदीना अब वतन होता, यही है आरज़ू साक़िब, यही अपनी तमन्ना है, यही है आरज़ू यूनुस, यही अपनी तमन्ना है कि पैवंदे बकीये पाक अपना भी बदन होता। यही है आरज़ू साक़िब, यही अपनी तमन्ना है कि पैवंदे बकीये पाक अपना भी बदन होता। That is the only desire, he says. That's the only desire. No other desire. That Baqiyya Park, the graveyard of Madina Sharif, that my body must turn to dust, become a patch of the ground of that Qabristan, wherein lie buried more than 10,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, son-in-laws of Rasool-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Usman-e Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there. Millions of people from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we don't know how many thousands lie buried there, great, great awliya-e kiram. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept our du'as and make us without deserving residents of Madina Sharif, and bless us with death and burial in Madina Sharif. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai,
आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल्ल जलालहु। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है, अल्लाह जल्ल जलालहु। अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. Oh my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, we gathered for the majlis of zikr. We gathered for this majlis of tawbah. Ya Allah, we have taken your Mubarak name. Recite in Naj Sharif on Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are now extending our begging bowls before you. You are listening to us. You are watching us. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, the thoughts of nadamat and shame over the sins that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of those sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not advertising our sins, we are not happy yet. We are not justifying our sins in any way. We are ashamed of the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, whatever sin we committed with the bounties and ni'mats that you blessed us with. You blessed us with sight, we used it for haram. You blessed us with hearing, we used it for haram. You blessed us with speech, so much of it we used for haram. So much of our wealth for haram. So much of things we have touched with our hands. So many places we have walked with our feet. You could have destroyed us there and there. You could have embarrassed us. You could have brought disgrace and humiliation upon us. You could have caused the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have sent the tsunamis to destroy us. But how loving you are. How forgiving you are. How generous and kind you are. How tolerant you are. That in spite of all the sins that we committed, you are still giving us to eat, to drink, to wear. Mere Mawla, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai. Hum siyakar hai, gunegar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my beloved Allah? Which way do we turn? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg, my beloved Allah. There is no one for us besides you. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. My beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you. You who blessed so many billions of people with sight, how can you be blind to our actions? We are fooling ourselves, my beloved Allah. But we are ashamed. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, your mercy is much, much more than your azab and your anger. My beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they're more than the grains of sand on earth, if they're more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if they're more than the leaves of the forest, oh my beloved Allah, if it is more than your entire creation put together, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind around the globe. Hey, mere Allah, we are turning towards you. We do not want to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs and against shaitan. We are tempted easily, my beloved Allah. Slight breeze of temptation, and we sell our iman for miserable coins. My beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us to destroy us. But my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan cannot destroy us if you keep us under the shade of your mercy. My beloved Allah, nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with abundance of rizq which is halal. Don't let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. My beloved Allah, let our clothing be of halal earnings. Let our homes be of halal earnings. Let our cars be of halal earnings. My beloved Allah, put the hatred of haram into our hearts. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. There is no shortage in your treasures of halal. Why should we go towards anything that is haram? Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cure us of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, bless each and everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Oh, my beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of every haram that has embedded itself. My beloved Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your awliya, Siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world someday. When the angel of death is going to strike, we know not. The visas of life are cancelled suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Oh, my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or any kind of haram action. We do not know when the angel of death will strike. Daily we are listening. Daily we read people leaving this world suddenly. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Take us to Madina Tayyiba. Kaash Madina ab watan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus, give their family members kitan, kin, sabre, jameel, ajre, azim. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Hone wale ijtima ko kamyab farma. Ya Allah, make it successful and beneficial for the ummat at large. Ya Allah, jo bhi teri raah ke andar nikal rahe hai, un sab ki qurbaniyon ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, khanqa, madaris, masajid, tamam deeni anjumanon ko qubool farma. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering and the problems of the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, open the floodgates of maghfirat and mercy for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Islam and with Iman. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problem, the test, the trials, the sicknesses of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, we do not know, but you know what is in their hearts. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering, the problem. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barikus sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.